we're focusing on centurion who knows how to give orders, and he sees that Jesus has that kind of authority too. And it's about this story, the centurion, power and authority, looking at these miracles of Jesus, power and authority. Where does ultimate power and authority lie? Who has power to make change happen? As we kind of think, well, you know, we need to make change in the world, in ourselves. Who can really make that happen? Luke, he describes the followers of Jesus as people who turn the world upside down. How were they able to do that, given that they had no armies and not really any money or no political contact? How did they do it, the followers of Jesus? How was everything able to change? What is it about him? And could that happen in London today? Like, if we found out the answer to that question, could it happen? Well, Jesus finished, he just finished this most famous speech in world history, the Sermon on the Mount. And that's why we wanted to have that end bit, because he's just finishing up this amazing speech. And the end of the speech is really saying, my words are more important than you can ever imagine. And if you just listen to this and don't do it, you're a fool and your life's going to fall down. But if you listen to what I've said and do what I've said, you will have a rock solid foundation to life that can last this life, but also like the storms of this life, but the big storm that's coming. But if you don't, you won't be able to do that. Wise people listen to what Jesus says and do it, does it? But most people don't do that. They'll listen to what he says and go, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And then that's the end of it. They won't do it. His commands then, he like ends it by saying, listen, what I'm commanding you can bring about enormous change for you. So don't just listen, do it. And he's saying his words have power to make the impossible possible. He can command us to do what we could never do ourselves. That's what it's about. Because often when people read the Sermon on the Mount, of course, they'll go, it's a lovely thought, isn't it? But you can't live that way. And I'm like, yeah, I agree, really. Human beings can't live that way. But if he tells us to, what does he know? What is it about him that he thinks, no, but I'm telling you to do this. And he thinks that changes it. Like, if I tell myself, you've got to be nice to people. That doesn't mean I'm going to be nice to people. But if he says it, what difference does that make? Do you know what I mean? All right, so he goes to this place called Capernaum. Roman centurion's servant is down. It might even be his son, you know. Like, maybe an illegitimate son. We're not sure, because John seems to give the impression this guy is maybe his son in some way. But he obviously cares for this guy who's a servant, possibly a son. He's a centurion. That kind of probably means he's in charge of 100 soldiers sent. You know, that bit at the beginning means 100. So he said, now it's a guy who's got 100 soldiers under his command. Which is interesting because he's not like some desk job guy who, you know, maybe technically has a lot of people under his command but doesn't actually give orders. No, this is a guy who makes things happen on the ground. He's got 100 soldiers. He makes things happen. He understands what that's about, where you give orders and you make things happen. Stuff happens when this guy says it. He's got guys at his command. And so Jesus says, shall I come then and heal this servant of yours? And the centurion is this lovely, isn't it? He goes, Lord. And he immediately addresses him as Lord. Lord, I don't deserve you to come to my house. But you're like, this guy's probably quite a big shot in the area, the centurion. He's got 100, like, serious soldiers. But he's like, no, I'm not on your level. Lord, you can't come to my house. I'm not worth that. But you don't need to. Because you can just say, give a command. You can just give an order. And then he'll be healed. Because I'm like, I know what that's like. I can give orders. Things happen. When I give orders, people come and go as I command. And I know you're like that on a much higher level than me. Now, Jesus is actually, it says, amazed by this. It's like thrown him. Now, there's not many things that throw the Lord Jesus, because he's on his game. But there are two, like, on a couple of occasions, he's genuinely like, what? Like, a little bit thrown by the situation, because he's not met someone who gets him like this. He's like, what? I've been going around, like, church circles all my life, he says, and I've just not met anyone who gets me the way this guy gets me. And he's supposed to be an outsider. But he kind of gets me. Because I think normally people, again, come to Jesus as well, not only getting his authority, but usually there's quite a lot of the religious people who expect him to do what they want. Whereas this guy's like, I'm not even worthy for you to come to my house. I'd expect nothing from you. Like, he's very humble towards Jesus, whereas a lot of the interactions with these religious, they're like, hey, can you do a few tricks? And he's like, no. But they're bad attitude. But you see, the centurion understood the power that Jesus had. You have to think for a sec to appreciate what the centurion's saying. Because there's two kinds of sort of power. Some people have the power to tell people what to do. And so people sometimes say, Jesus, he's kind of got the authority, he's got authority to give teaching to people. And so we understand that, a person who can give orders to other people. And the centurion understood that. But notice what the centurion says is, you, Jesus, I understand something about authority, Jesus. I can give orders and people carry that out. You don't need to come to my house. You can just give an order right now where you are, and something will happen in my house at distance. I know that. You could do that. Now, think about that for a minute. He's recognizing that Jesus doesn't have the power. Obviously, Jesus could say, like, to Peter, can you go to the centurion's house and help that servant? But the centurion knows Jesus doesn't need to do that. Jesus doesn't need, can obviously give instructions to people, but the centurion can see Jesus has a higher level of power that he can just give instructions. And he doesn't even need to tell people to do it. Things will happen. Jesus can just say, let that centurion's son be better. And he will be. He doesn't even need to use people. He doesn't need to give orders to people. He can give power. He can give commands to the world. Do you see what the centurion's seeing? Jesus can command the world reality to do as it's told. And it will. So, have you heard of King Canute? He's the cool... He was the king of Denmark, England, Norway, and, do you know, the other place, Sweden. Yeah, you're right. It's all of those four nations. Denmark, Norway, Sweden, and England. He was a mega king, King Canute. So that's a lot of Europe, isn't it? If just landmass-wise, it's a huge space. So he was king of all that. And he was a Christian man. Amazing Christian. And his team around him thought, King Canute is so powerful and has such an amazing amount of authority. This is around the year 1000 AD. And his people were like, he can give any command and it will be done. And they said, his team said, he could command the tide not to come in and it would do what he said. That's what they really believed about him, that he could give commands like that. And he said to them, no, I don't have the power that Jesus has got. He's like a real king that can command the world. I can't command the world. I can just command some people, but I can't command the world. And to prove it, he had them put his throne at low tide. And he knew he couldn't do it. So sometimes people think, King Canute thought he could command the tide. No, he knew he couldn't. But he had to prove it to his team and all the people around him. Because they were like, nah, when he commands the tide not to come in, it won't come in. And he's like, no, honestly, all right, let's do it. And they put his throne, and then he sat on it, and the tide started to come in, and he commanded it to stop, and it didn't. And then he was going to get washed away, and they had to quickly rescue him and pull the throne out. And he was like, I told you! There's only one king who can command the world. I can command people, but I can't command the world. See, King Canute got it. Now, the centurion, it's like, I know people can command people, but this guy can command the world. That's what he recognises in Jesus. Isn't it a big thing? The centurion sees a very deep thing there about Jesus. So imagine meeting someone, because you might say, like a football manager can give commands to the players out on the pitch and say, you need to go and play, even if it's raining, get out there, do the business, and then this is the tactic we're going to use. But he can't say, and I'm going to tell the rain not to rain. Or am I only going to have it rain in the other side of the pitch or something? He can't do that. But centurion says, this guy can command the weather. He can tell people what to do, but he can tell the weather what to do. Think about that. And there are eyewitnesses that saw that Jesus could do that. So that's the thing for us just to meditate in this first little spot. The centurion recognizes an authority in Jesus that is not like any other kind of authority, because he says, this man can I can command people. He can command the world. So what does that mean about us and this Lord Jesus? If Jesus really is this authority who controls the world, then he's as real today as he ever was, as he was in Capernaum or Matthew chapter 8. He's that real. And if he's so powerful that he can speak words that can fix a paralyzed man at distance from far away, doesn't have to go to the man, he can fix him at distance, then what if he gave an order now from heaven to fix you? Do you believe he could do that? You can say, you don't need to come down from heaven to... would you now? I believed, Lord Jesus, that if you commanded me to be well or clean, like remember the leper, if you are willing, you can make me clean. And Jesus said, I am willing, be clean. Same thing, but that was up close. The centurion's like, you don't even need to come up close. You don't even need to come up close. Do we believe that? That if we are, could we now say to the Lord Jesus, call to me and I will answer you. We all sang it, we loved it, do we believe it? Call to me and I'll answer you. And then he's really saying, yeah, call to me. Lord, if you are willing, you could make me clean. What do we believe? He will say, I am willing, be clean. And he can do that from the highest heaven. That's enough of a thought for us for now. We've got another little one, another little miracle in a minute.